The Brady Report.
Well, a good mate into Brady's nearly home, but to celebrate, well, she's filling in. Good morning to you.
Morning, Millsy.
Now, what about this famous football club that could be going, well, under?
Yes, Bury Football Club in Greater Manchester could be thrown out of the English Football League after a proposed takeover deal fell through at the last minute. Three new takeover offers for Bury are still on the table, but an earlier deal fell through. It's one of the oldest football clubs in history, one of the original in the Football League. Another football club as well has also got financial difficulties, Bolton Wanderers. They're quite a well-known club and they used to be in the Premier League. They have come up against a 5 p.m. deadline today to prove a deal had been done and provide reasons for an extension. But we're not hearing anything. I don't think anything's happened. And it's very worrying. They've been basically paying footballers too much money and not being able to pay their backroom staff, their receptionists, the ladies that sell the tickets, all that sort of stuff. So it's not been good.
William and Kate?
William and Kate, their foundation, their charity is now been renamed. It's called the Royal Foundation of the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge. They've officially changed the name and removed Prince Harry and Meghan from the title. This has come out in documents published by Companies House. It's now called the Royal Foundation of the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex had been partners in the foundation, but since Harry married Meghan, the sort of the brothers seemingly going their different ways, according to Royal Watchers. They're kind of drawing a line between themselves and pursuing different things, whereas they used to do a lot of things together.
Fair enough. Now, what about this bloke who lost his hand?
This is quite a weird story. A man who was involved in an accident with an electric saw has regained the use of his hand after surgeons attached it to his groin for 2 weeks.
His groin?
Groin.
Right.
Anthony Lelliott underwent 17 hours of surgery following the incident, which happened when he was chopping floorboards with a chop saw. The 46-year-old suffered a double-level amputation and almost completely cut off his hand in two places. But doctors in Tooting, South London, were able to help him use his hand again through unusual means by attaching it to his groin for 2 weeks to help the skin grow back.
Right.
He's described the injury, the surgeon, as probably the most complex amputation he has ever dealt with.
Right. A lot of blokes would be happy with that. Good on you, Gisella. We'll do it again soon. Take care.
Take care. Bye, boys.
Yeah, that's bizarre. Just I'll give the bloke a hand. Yeah, I've got one down here. A lot of blokes would need surgery to get it off.
Oh, my goodness.